Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. Matthew chapter 4, verse 12. Now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." While walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. And he went through all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, those having seizures and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee and the Decapolis, and from Jerusalem and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." So going through the book of Matthew, we very quickly reach the point that Jesus begins his ministry, and as he begins his ministry, the time of John the Baptist is coming to an end. He's been arrested. He's not out preaching publicly any longer. But the message of Jesus is the same: repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He also begins calling his disciples, telling them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they left their nets and followed him. That was Simon and Andrew. And then he finds the two brothers, James and John, and they likewise follow him, leaving their father and their boats behind. He goes through teaching and healing along the way. And of course, as you can imagine, if somebody's going through an area healing all sorts of people, yes, others are going to hear of him quite quickly. In chapter 5, as he has attracted a following, he gives the Sermon on the Mount, as we call it today. And he gives these Beatitudes. These were important teachings that he needed to begin to convey to the people. But this was different than what they heard from the rabbis and the Pharisees. Jesus revealed certain spiritual truths that apply to those that would follow God. And then he also begins to talk about being the salt and the light of the earth. And he uses salt because it was a very common thing for them to use salt in order to cure meat at this time. They didn't have a refrigerator and a freezer as we do today. There was not a family around that did not have to use salt in order to preserve their meat. So they not only understood the value of the salt, but its preserving influence on the meat that they use it in. They also understood the idea of something becoming useless and no longer able to do what it was supposed to do. So describing the salt as them, they are the salt of the earth, and that they can lose their effectiveness should have gone right to the heart of the matter and their understanding. Likewise, with the light of the world, they understood also the idea of needing a lamp, and that that lamp needed to be in a place where its light would be the most effective. That concludes our reading today. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.